What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, and I am your host, Wayne Walton. It is, Monday, September the 17th. I was just going through my notes here. It's the anniversary of the Occupy, and there's all sorts of protests going on there in Manhattan. And basically, we wanted to offer support for them, and ultimately, I've been repeating this quite a bit all this weekend. Until we focus on monetary reform, we are wasting our own and the people's time. So if we mean business, and I believe we do, the people have spoken in Occupy and Tea Party, that they want change, that we want something meaningfully different to occur, that our tomorrows are brighter than our yesterdays. In order for that to happen, the only way that it's going to occur, the only way, only, is for the people to focus and take into their own hands the power of monetary creation and control. It's the only way it's going to happen. So this broadcast, fortunately, is well versed in that. We have started two separate systems, and we're about to start a third. And that is the whole solution. It's not to talk, not to occupy, not to protest, not to even to vote, because the vote thing is all corrupted as well. Not even to petition your congressman, because your congressman is not in charge. The reason being is the United States has went bankrupt in 1933. It's been a corporation since 1871. So the good part is that this is technically very simple to create these local currencies. It's very, very simple to do that. It's fun. They're having an Oktoberfest in Breckenridge over the weekend, and Robin and I went to it two different times, literally just handed out some local currency so that people could learn about it, and went to a couple different businesses that are already members and gave them their renewal money. Because in this system, every three months, we give the business owners new currency. So our focus is to focus, to create, not to destroy, not to occupy. Occupy is like stopping, you know what I mean? It's just stopping the gears from moving. We need the gears to move, but in our direction. We need a solution, not to just obstruct, not just to simply like end the Fed, just to simply occupy and keep everything from working, not to protest. We need for our systems to perform at our benefit, regardless of what that system is. If it's the educational system should serve the people rather than enslave them. If it's a monetary system, it should serve the people rather than enslave them. So it's just a matter of taking these systems, and once you fix the monetary system, the other systems will pretty much just fall in line. So we've got a good show. We'll be right back. That are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall.
I never thought I would experience what I have by being on the RNA drops. Since I started the drops, I've gotten married, started three businesses, and feel limitless. My name is Brandon, and I've always been a skeptic because one of my companies is an investment firm, so we look at the facts. I was presented a bottle of RNA drops without any documentation in 2010 and began taking them due to highly reliable sources and their recommendations, and things quickly progressed. My life seemed brighter, and then one day it happened. I was working in my office on a sunny morning, and my spiritual body did a 360-degree backflip and softly landed back in my chair. And that was the day it began. That was my bread of life. To view this patented product, go to freeRNANow.com. That's freeRNANow.com and begin your ascension process. God bless.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
For new listeners, that was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that the Fed is the sovereign. They make the decisions as the United States went into bankruptcy in 1933. So, and the United States was formed into a corporation in 1871. This is really important to understand so that we don't misappropriate blame. Libertarians, unfortunately, you know, I'm a libertarian generally, and that really just means I just believe in the non-aggression principle. That is the underlying value that we need to unite around, both the people in Occupy and in the Tea Party should unite into that value. It's that the non-aggression principle, that we do not advocate violence. We do not have the power to detain anyone because we don't agree with, you know, the type of plant that they have in their pocket. And since we do not have that power ourselves, we can't give that power to a third party, meaning a government or a corporation. Since we don't have the power to arbitrarily kill, we can't give that power to someone else. We don't have the power to counterfeit or commit fraud or all of these other things, the police state and, you know, just go search people's houses, you know, since we don't have that power, we can't give these powers away to another entity if we don't possess them ourselves. That is the basis for the non-aggression principle. And that is the basis for any honest society, is the recognition that it doesn't, something, an activity does not become valid when we give it away to a piece of paper, whether that piece of paper is a government or a corporation. The Creator created humanity, mankind, and you can actually touch us. Like, we exist. We exist in the real world. We physically exist, whereas a government does not exist in the real world. It's a piece of paper. You can't touch a government. You can see all the manifestations of its authority insofar as buildings and, you know, the money itself, Federal Reserve notes, people in uniforms with badges and all of those things. That's all basically different forms of the proof that there is a state. That's why the state so badly needs them, is to prove that it exists. But in the real world, God did not create governments or corporations. God created human beings and the physical world and natural laws. And the natural order of things is the Creator created man, man then created government, and then government created corporations. That entire natural order has been subverted and turned upside down, because private individuals really hide their power in the name of corporations, and that is, and this isn't like some kind of thing I'm against capitalism. I'm for free trade. Excuse me, I shouldn't say that. I'm for fair trade. I'm for barter and voluntary transaction. As long as contracts are based on honesty and full disclosure, then and no one is harmed, you know, that's the whole underlying basis, is to do no harm. So this is the anniversary of Occupy, and I would present to you any particular movement at all, period, that focuses on symptoms, meaning whatever, capitalism or whatever Occupy is blaming, that, you know, typically they're blaming capitalism and corporations and those sorts of things. Well, what we should do is be more accurate, is ultimately whoever controls the money is going to control the corporations. Whoever controls the money is going to control the governments. Whoever controls the money controls everything. Money is energy transfer technology, so human beings are just forms of energy. And if you control the energy transfer system, meaning the money, then you'll control the energy of the human beings. And by definition, that's what, you know, government really means. It just means control over people. And government takes different forms. Like, one form of government is a monarchy. Another is an oligarchy. One is a constitutional republic. But ultimately, all of those forms of government are irrelevant if the people don't control the money. Because if you have a monarchy and a group of people control the monetary system, then the monarch won't be sovereign. Or if you have socialism, but another group of people control the monetary system, then the socialists won't really be in charge. Mammon will be in charge. And that's why this issue of sovereignty is so targeted by the establishment, is they don't want you thinking about this particular topic. They just want you to think, oh, you know, whatever your group is. So if it's Occupy, they're blaming corporations and capitalists. So their paradigm is that corporations have taken over the government. And that's partly true, but the reality is the corporations, the United States is a corporation. that corporate personhood thing is they're not trying to take people, or sorry, they're not trying to take corporations and turn them into people. What they're doing is turning people into corporations. That's the reality. You're all capital letters name. So there is some disinformation going on within the Occupy movement, as there is in all the different movements, not just Occupy. And ultimately, it really comes down to is they're all Hegelian debates, the debate between capitalism and socialism or progressives and conservatives or 9/11 truth or not 9/11 truth. All of those things don't really matter. The thing that matters is who's going to control the money system, and is that money going to be created as a debt with interest? Is it based upon a commodity that the people control or the elite control? You know, so if you articulate these questions in a correct manner, you go, well, who's going to control the money? Is it going to be a government or corporations or private individuals? Is it going to be centralized? These are the real questions to ask. And the more you focus on them, it just becomes really obvious. You want that power distributed. You want to create the currency as a credit rather than a debt with interest. The opposite, right? We're just doing the opposite of everything the dominant monetary system is doing. You want there to be lots of accounting and oversight about how it's created. And just think about this. Even if everything we did was exactly how our intention is, to create it as a credit, et cetera, but then we rewarded war, we would still have a corrupt system. You know, the people wouldn't do that. That's not in their interest. But ultimately, we want to reward our best values. That's the thing, is money will be available for those who support the best in humanity. And that the society itself will decide, not some outside entity. The people will want health. They will want self-sufficiency. They want representative systems and education and health and energy systems that support the environment. So all of these things are what bring us together. They want community, local businesses. So all of these things can be supported by the monetary system. So just like Lincoln did, he just created new money into life to support war. Well, we don't want to do that. We want to create new money in life to support the best in humanity. That's a big difference. Nonetheless, and you know, in Lincoln's system, it was centralized. You don't want that. And why do you ultimately, they didn't really produce the energy, meaning the government of Lincoln's day. The government really didn't produce the products. The people are producing the most essential local products. So all of the power should emanate from the people and then from there rise out. Particularly the monetary system. Essentially, it's essential that this overwhelming and massive power is distributed locally to the people. So then the next issue is who controls the money? Is it based upon a commodity that the elite control or the poor man controls? And time is the only commodity which the poor man controls. So therefore, that will be the only egalitarian system. We want a system that the poor people can control. That's the deep and meaningful evolution. That's the difference. That's the way forward. We'll be right back.
behavior. Water full of chemicals leaked all our nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollution. War for the profit, bombs for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals leaked all our nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollution.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
Yeah, it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those are devils fronting Wall Street bangsters.
The Wall Street bangsters are just private usurers. Usury is the original sin of the world's economic and monetary systems. Usury. Usury, interest, or riba mean the same thing. It's not what percentage rate, it's that there's any percentage of interest or riba or usury. You know, 1,000 years ago, that was banned. And during that period of time, the people had a massive abundance. So much so, that's when some of the great cathedrals were built, because once your debts are paid off, the people have substantial amounts of time that they can do other things than just work all the time. They can engage in their own human artistry. And that's what's so essential about this particular program, is we have a plan for abundance, not austerity. Usury always creates austerity because more and more of our energy is transferred toward maintaining the exponentially compounding debt of the private usurer. The only way that we're going to correct this is for the people to take back that power of the money, hire the local sheriff to end income taxes, property taxes, victimless crimes, and foreclosures. We can furlough those who are in prisons for victimless crimes. We need to have a huge change in how we operate. And with respect to usury, our entire society is based upon that fraudulent contract. And any society where that is permitted, interest-based contracts are permitted, the people will go bankrupt. It's not a matter if they will. It's when they do. Some people, because they have particular skills which allow for them to excel within this paradigm, they should recognize that it's not, everybody doesn't have a skill set that follows in that, and particularly it just becomes more and more difficult and people choose not to participate. And then they get pushed off to the fringes of society, and it's completely unnecessary. We all have unique and magical skills once we are given time and resources to focus upon them. That's what will make us magnificent. That's what will create the evolution of humanity. Once the monetary system serves our unique abilities, instead of the existing monetary system, which destroys our unique abilities and turns us into homogenized, thoughtless, materialistic, egotistical zombies. The zombies have been engineered into the culture because it's difficult to feel when there's so much pain around. We've been become desensitized to it. Fortunately, with this particular plan, with, when I say particular, I say this is the plan. Like, we actually had a competition with We Are Change Colorado for the, it was a $1,000 video contest, 3-minute video contest for the best solution to bring down the New World Order Death Star. And that was the Argentine solution. It was the local currency solution. It's the only way whereby the people can take the power back. So it's essential that we just stop debating, stop protesting, stop occupying, stop trying to just merely educate people. What they need is leadership, and they need to see tangible results. They need to have something that they can touch and taste and feel and smell. They need a physical local currency that they can take to the local farmer's market and they can go buy some food. And then they can turn around and get paid with it. And when they see that, then they have confidence in it. Once they have confidence in it, once we build it, they will come. It's essential now for people that are visionary, who are leaders, who are activists, all those beautiful souls across the country, across the planet, is that for us to cooperate, to unite, to stand up, but take action specifically by focusing on the monetary system. Once we repair this fundamental system, we will have an entirely different future. Repeat. We gotta fix the monetary system. We'll be right back.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm the man. If there's a God up there, something above. God, shine your light down here. shine on the love, love of the loveless.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Surely it is not to live in pain and fear. It is to create a better future, and it's time for us to start taking action and move forward. Take action. So that is the whole idea, is to create those systems and, just think of it like you've got all of these people that are going down to occupy and work on these things and, basically draw awareness. That's why it's better. That's why it's better to create a monetary system, because ultimately they're all going to go down there and spend Federal Reserve notes the whole time they're there, there in New York. If we just continue to use the existing dominant monetary system exclusively, we're funding our own enslavement. We fund it. We volunteer. We choose to participate in Babylon's system. That doesn't have to perpetuate. We can choose to change it. We can choose to use a different system. We can choose abundance. We do have the choice. So, I made a post recently that basically said Rothschild focused, repeat, Rothschild focused on monetary reform, excuse me, monetary control. Rothschild focused on monetary control. He focused on it, and then he won. So that is the whole difference, is we need to do the same thing. Is if we focus on the monetary situation, if we focus on creating our own monetary systems, even with few numbers, because they, you know, the bad guys didn't take over with a majority, they took over with a very, and still, just a very few tiny number of people. Small numbers. So that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea, is that we need to start taking action. We need to start being serious. We need to stop just having, like, Occupy. What does that even mean? It's like a war on terror. A war. It's just meaningless. It will block things from happening, you know what I mean? But I don't see how it'll do anything other than that. It's not a solution. It's not a system. We need systems. We need new systems to make the old systems irrelevant. And then by doing so, we will create an environment where transformation will just naturally occur. We've got an energy blockage, you know, it's just like everything is flowing in an incorrect manner, just like a cancer. Our systems are malfunctioning. Everything is malfunctioning. And that's because the energy is being directed in an unnatural way. You've got a corporation sitting at the top. The government's been eliminated, the people are enslaved, and the creator is being forgotten. It's not natural. So, this is that's all I like to do, is really, like, I've been having a difficult time reaching out to Occupy in other cities. It's actually pretty easy in Denver. When every weekend, there used to be a march on Saturday here in Denver. You know, Denver's about an hour away from me. But we would go down there on the weekends just to show support for them and try to speak to them about the solution of the local currency. We would hand out DVDs. I had a bunch of copies of the Jubilee Plan that I would hand out. And what was really cool with their events is they would allow an open microphone, which was often in the form of a bullhorn or whatever, but ultimately you could address the entire group, and the group was big. It was a lot of people. Often, oh gosh, how many? I'm guessing 2,000 to 4,000 people, I'm guessing. Alternatively, when libertarians would have end the Fed events, they'd be very small. But what was really cool was the We Are Change Colorado group, which are largely libertarians, 9/11 truthers and this sort. They would take them, the Occupy crew, and they just kind of lead the parade, so to speak, the protest parade around the Federal Reserve office. So they would become more educated about the tyranny of the Federal Reserve, and there would be discussions there, so they got more exposure to it. there's all sorts of drama that would just occur with that whole initiative, because whenever there's lots of people around, the state will get their, let's call them agent provocateurs involved and try to disrupt the event so that there's not an honest discourse, that rather than, you know, you'd have an open mic that anybody could speak on, that they would have these agent provocateurs that basically just trying to disrupt everything and make it about a big theater, about challenging the police. And it's just unnecessary. If you just kind of just stay out of the police way and just do your own thing and discuss and talk about what your plans are, that would be fine. But they would make it all about putting tents up, and then, not that they're there with the homeless all the time, but it was a useful tool for them to utilize in order to cause disruption and discord between all the different, you know, the different factions are there, just so that there's people aren't even talking about anything. So anyway, it's just all kinds of systems of control, and then when anybody tries to break from that control, the state sets up methodologies, because it's got unlimited funding, because it uses our energy to pay for it. It's got unlimited means by which to disrupt anybody that's trying to make meaningful change. And, you know, it's just, you have a parasite, and that parasite is firmly lodged into the host. It's feeding, and anything that is going to disrupt that flow of blood or energy to the parasite gets in a place of fear and will try to subvert it. So we have to recognize that our controllers are in a place of fear as well, and that's why the Jubilee Plan is so powerful. It offers them amnesty for stepping forward, forgiving our debts, and we forgive their sins, and then that's how we step forward. That's how we make progress. We have to give peace of mind for all factions, and when we do so, everybody can get what they want. It's a win-win-win. The Tea Party gets what it wants, which is the non-aggression principle. Occupy get what it wants, which is social services, retirement, pensions, those sorts of things that are contract or social contract is met. We'll just fund it without violence. And then finally, the bad guys, even like the less than 1%, what they're in fear of is, number one, is that they're going to have to work, and number two, that we're going to seek retaliation on them. We can offer peace of mind to all factions, and the Jubilee Plan offers all that. That's why I'm so thankful that the Wandering Monks are elevating that message in a much more crafty manner than I am. My delivery is a certain way that will work for some people, but it's much more universally digestible when musicians start taking up this message, when musicians start showing people the solution, when they talk about it, and not just one genre. You know what I mean? The Monks did this within the genre of hip-hop. It's important that we get musicians from all sorts of genres talking about this. And one thing I was actually working on myself, which was kind of funny, because I can't really sing, or I'm not a musically inclined kind of guy. There's a kind of like a phases, progressive stages of civilization that Jordan Maxwell talks about. And anyway, it talks about the cycles that we go through. And it starts off that we're in bondage. Then it goes to spiritual faith. Then courage. Then liberty. Independence. dependence, then abundance, then selfishness, then complacency, apathy, and then dependence, and then back to bondage, as it goes when he says it, back to bondage. So those are the natural cycles of tyranny, let's call it, and the history of humanity is based upon this sort of cycle where the people get fed up with their chains, they throw off their chains, and they have a rebellion. And in many instances, those rebellions are permitted, that there's a limited rebellion. One of them, for instance, would be the American Civil War. There was a limited rebellion where African Americans were freed, but essentially everybody was then put onto the New World Order plantation, let's call it, because the United States was then formed into a corporation. All of the people were turned into 14th Amendment U.S. citizens, and U.S. citizens are corporations. So it was kind of like, let's call it a bait and switch. That's a good way to view it. And many of the revolutions, let's say the feminist movement, women won more rights to work in the office and those sorts of things, but ultimately the real design was to get both men and women paying taxes. That's what the real purpose of that was. So they constantly have these bait and switches. Now they have debt slaves that are not just the male debt slaves, they have male and female, where they're both working arduously, and that's the way this works. It's just bait and switches. The civil rights movement was the same thing. In exchange for privileges and benefits, we give up more and more of our rights, because then the state is permitted to initiate violence upon us so that those benefits can be delivered. I agree. Like, we can still leave those benefits in place. The issue is that those benefits should be financed in a different way rather than through violence. That is the fundamental agreement. The fundamental difference between, rather than us perpetually staying in discord, this is the means by which where we can move forward. So what I was getting at with the different varieties of music is I want to basically make almost like a rock opera to the different stages of Jordan Maxwell's progressive stages of civilization, the phases of tyranny, let's call it, going from bondage to emancipation, because we are in bondage now. So we can kind of start off at where are we at here? Selfishness. Yeah, we can start off at selfishness, which is materialism, and just as like a sample song, you can list Madonna's Material Girl. That's like just a sample for that. The next would be complacency, the next step. And that could be something like, it's, again, all different genres, but I was thinking of Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z. The next step would be dependence. And that could be a song like Only from it's a Trent Reznor. These are just samplings, and we could, literally you can have five songs from each genre that apply to that particular stage of our human evolution. And these evolutions go through, and then each time that happens, just think of the American Civil War, it's like we evolved, and we go, oh, we're not going to have chains anymore. That's basically what happened. We're not going to really end slavery per se. We're still going to be bondage. We're just not going to do it with chains. They evolved. Well, concurrently, the people need to evolve too. the people and their strategy particularly. That's what that really means, is that in order for the people to evolve, it's an idea of innovation. There's a problem that all of the people see, or many of them. So what are they going to do about it? They need to evolve, they need to innovate, and then they need to implement that innovation. They can't just talk about the innovation. You know what I mean? The light bulb was innovation over the candle. They didn't just theorize about it. You made a laboratory, you tested it, and then you delivered it. You need to have a delivery system. And that's what this program is. This is the delivery system for this form of innovation. So on we go, on and upward, and we need to implement some progress. Time to make a change.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Revolution,
yeah,
revolution,
yeah, revolution,
yeah,
revolution.
love, peace, and revolution. Brothers and sisters in the Occupy movement, they want love, peace, and revolution. You know, I agree with you that there will be those among them who will be paid, and some who are just believers, you know, in socialism and communism and all that. And ultimately, all of these isms are just engineered systems to divide the people and get them to form into factions so that they're divided and conquered. Ultimately, it just comes down to the philosophy is we shouldn't seek to impose capitalism through violence. We shouldn't seek to impose communism by violence. The underlying issue is voluntarism, the non-aggression principle. And once we follow the non-aggression principle, you know, if a community chooses to be socialist or communist or whatever they want to do, then let them go do that. Let's not be adversarial, providing that nobody intends to impose it upon us. And that is the underlying issue is, you know, we're so in fear of socialism or whatever particular ism, like you're afraid of capitalism or if you're afraid of socialism. Ultimately, as long as those systems are not forced upon you, then, you know, everybody can go do whatever they want. So we are driving now. We're actually leaving Breckenridge, going down to Denver. We're going to be meeting up with the We Are Change Colorado people tonight to talk about Mile High Hours, which we're trying to get that ready so that it's ready for the End the Fed event, which is inside of a week. We'll have some of the design letter. We got the logo complete over the weekend, and now we're just getting some of the last details together. So it might take another week or so to actually get the printing done because of the unique paper that's used. Nonetheless, we're making progress, and the conversations are happening. In the meantime, all weekend, I've been posting on all sorts of In the Fed sites to basically try to get the idea of the local currency solution to start it, you know, where their minds are starting to go in that direction, to start recognizing that they can take action and that this is an honest solution. Many people, you know, are just kind of conditioned to think that you're not allowed to do it, that the other, so that's one conditioning forms you're not allowed to do it, period, and another is that it has to be gold or silver or some scarce commodity. Unfortunately, those scarce commodities are controlled by the elite. So it's really, it's really essential that we just start thinking and talking about it. Because as soon as we realize that this is the viable solution, that there is no other solution than controlling the people, controlling their own money, which means, when I say money, that means their own energy. The only way they're going to control their own energy is by controlling the monetary system. We'll be right back. Never notice how the struggle never ends. The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for a permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us. The next